In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the Gospel, we have a flood of images which come to us in short parables of the abundance of the kingdom of God. How it comes as like the mustard seed, which is so small and such an insignificant beginning. But then it says it grows into the greatest of shrubs, whatever a great shrub is. But it says that it becomes a tree in which birds make nests in its branches. And then another parable, like yeast. Usually yeast means things that spoil in Hebrew tradition, but in this case, he's saying it's like yeast, which then a little bit in the flour then causes it to rise, and then you make bread for many people as the yeast is leavening the bread. And then another twist on the same idea of abundance, but it's like treasure hidden in a field. Somebody finds this treasure, and then he takes everything he has and goes and buys that field. And it's this full commitment of everything, this hungering and thirsting for the kingdom of God, which is like this finding of the treasure and then taking all that you have and buying that field. And same for the merchant then, the merchant in search of fine pearls. He finds a wonderful pearl. And this is not a business plan. I mean, he just has to have this pearl. So he takes everything he has, sells it all, and buys that pearl, a great prize. And then finally, some sorting out of judgment at the end times of catching the fish. But it's an abundant catch. But then it is sorted out, the good from the evil. And then story of both treasuring what is old and what is new. We read these scriptures for encouragement in faith so that we can perceive the kingdom of God being born around us here and there, and how great things can come to fruition out of very small beginnings, and that we are to hunger and thirst for this reign of God at all times and have the eyes to see it as it is being born around us. And our preaching does this too. It is to encourage us, among other things, it is to encourage us in our faith so that as we continue in our pilgrimage, we are able to persevere as we gather and we consider the word and we consider the promises of God, and together we hear that word. I tend to need even more encouragement in my faith walk. And St. Paul tries to describe this to us. He says the Spirit of God helps us in our weakness. And he says something which is true about us all. We do not know how to pray as we ought. But he is saying the Spirit of God intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Just hear that and feel that. The Spirit of God intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. I remember also the prayer that we have. It's one of the collects of the day that comes to us. And it talks about the grace of God both preceding and following us. And I love that image because I sort of see the hand of God going like this, saying, come on, come on, come on. And at the same time, God's other hand is reaching around behind us and pushing us along. So as the grace of God both precedes and follows us. And so we're within the embrace of God, even as he beckons us. And this I find to be a very encouraging understanding of how the Spirit of God plants in us that hunger and thirst for the reign of God, so that we can see the abundance and seek it out and hunger and thirst for it, just like the one in search of the fine pearl or the treasure in the field. St. Paul brings all this to a close with a wonderful scripture, which I believe is suitable for framing. It isn't the one you always find in the Christian bookstores, but in some you will find this. As he concludes this section, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. And this is of great assurance to me. So, may God give us the eyes to see the kingdom of heaven like a mustard seed, which then grows into a great tree so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Be like yeast among us, growing up so that the little bit of flour can feed many. That the kingdom of heaven, like the treasure hidden in a field, which then we will have the nerve to go and sell all that we have to buy that field, or in finding the pearl of great value, that we will somehow sell all that we have to buy that pearl, so that we can hear and understand that the Spirit of God intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And then finally we can join in that great hymn of praise, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen."